So we met, well, we stopped by Big Fatty's place. We dropped our stuff off, just hung out for a little bit. He showed us around and that kind of thing. And then we went to the Dudley Do-Rights. And then we walked over just a few blocks over to someplace for dinner and went back, watched Survivor together, and we all went to bed.
Did you see the sling?
The sling isn't set up anymore. That was in the fat cave. It's not in the fat villa.
Oh, okay.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
We all went to bed, dropped our stuff off.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2275 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 18th of October, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, we're going to catch up on a few little things, and I've got some voice letters. And Big Fatty, don't forget Curtis's joke. Hello, haunties. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're haunties. Your haunties today. Big Fatty, is it cause of the haunt cub? Well, kinda. Really, the reason you're haunties today is because of this. See y'all today, I say Tuesday, the 18th of October. Y'all, is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is none other. Big Fatty, is it the haunt cub? No, it is not the haunt cub. But y'all, it is the haunt daddy. Yes, Big Fatty, Ron. Y'all, you know, if you've been to the G'days, or if you've been to some of the different Pride 48s, then you've met Ron, the Haunt Daddy, and today is his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, how lovely! And y'all, the other reason that you're haunties today is because the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy are coming to Charleston, coming to Fat Acres, and they're going to be staying here at the villa this weekend. So, y'all, if you see the Haunt Daddy, or I don't know if the Haunt Daddy's on the Twitty or the Face Space, but anyway, if he is, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And if he's not, well, Big Fatty, then pass it along to the Haunt Cub. Oh, I thought you was going to say something else. Well, what else would I possibly say? Something about something sweet to eat? Oh, of course. I hope that the Haunt Daddy gets a big old piece of haunt cup. Oh, I mean cake!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, what is this? Why, y'all, That's the Calliope music, and that can only mean one thing. Big Fatty, what does it mean? I don't remember. Y'all, it means that it must be time for our annual Tejas State Fair Fried Food Report from none other than Bjorn. Bjorn, take it away.
Oh, dear Lord, Big Fatty. Your voicemail, your voice letters are still ruined. This is Bjorn with a quick State Fair fat food update. Sorry, this week, because this year has been kind of busy for me, so I want to make sure I got some stuff tried in. The one I would recommend the most is the deep-fried chicken pot pie. There's also a deep-fried chicken soup and biscuits. This is really good. The deep-fried jello is totally ruined. It's just disgusting. Don't even bother. Just go back to the deep-fried butter. You'll be fine. And the one of the winners this year was the deep-fried cookie fries. Yeah, I ruined that. The cookie fries with dip. Yeah, they're ruined. Just eat cookie dough or go get some cookies and get fat on your own. The fair that food this year was slightly disappointed, but there is the injectable barbecue balls. We all like some balls, and we like barbecue, so you win there. Sorry to continue to ruin your colon here, Big Fatty, but, you know, just catching in. So this is Bjorn from Dallas, and I'm now going to go take a colon blow. Later.
Big Fatty, is he going to be okay? Yeah, I think he'll probably be okay. Bjorn, lovely. First of all, thank you so much for our annual... or your our anal big fatty vulgar call from the Tejas State Fair. Y'all, this is an annual tradition here at the BFO. And y'all, by the way, Bjorn put on the 20 on Monday that he was back. He was back over there, and y'all, he had a corny dog, a big fatty. Why do they call it corny dog? It must be served with a side of laughter. Ah, big fatty is silly. Now Bjorn, the deep fried chicken pot pie sounds interesting. That I'm not quite sure how you deep fry soup, and I couldn't understand what you were saying. That you said the deep fried cookie dough and something else were just ruined, and that's unfortunate. But I have to admit, Big Fatty's attention perked right up. Big Fatty, that's not your attention that perked up when you talked about the injectable balls. Big Fatty, you vulgar. And the fact that they involved barbecue made it even better. So anyway, and y'all. Just because Bjorn calls in every year doesn't mean that you can't call in. If you go to your local state fair or county fair or whatever, call in and tell us what fried delicacies you have that you enjoy. Big Fatty, y'all, I heard that our fair this year was going to have the deep fried butter. So anyway, that sounds like Big Fatty. It sounds like heart attack it just sounds like a heart attack. I guess it does. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty, a little Aussie battler of the former Little Aussie Battler podcast, now cancelled and no longer recording or uploading. In protest over Kathy Bacon no longer calling your show. So I'm just going to call you, and then I can give my updates on my life to you, and you can put them on your show. Saves me doing all the editing and all the posting and paying for the service. So my big news is 11th of October 2016. I've paid the deposit on my new house. It's unconditional. In about 5 or 6 weeks, it will be mine. That's right. Okay, this is Scotty. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is the little Aussie battler from down there in the future. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Now, y'all, I don't listen to these calls in advance. I was taken aback there when Scotty said that he's gonna stop doing his little show. And y'all, then he said that instead of doing it, he's just gonna call into the BFO. And y'all, all of a sudden, I'm okay. with him stopping his little show. Yes, Big Fatty, let other people do all your content for you. Well, you know, we try. And that's why the voice letters are so very, very important to the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty. And Scotty, congratulations on putting your down payment on your new humble abode. When you call back on your next call, you'll have to tell us about the house. It seems like I heard something about it having 6 bedrooms. Big Fatty, it sounds kind of like he's moving to Walnut Hills. It does sound like a mansion out there in Walnut Hills. But I'm sure Scotty, Big Fatty, I guess Alan gets his own parlor now. I get, well, maybe he does. I don't know. But anyway, Scotty, congratulations to you on the new mansion. And call us back and keep us informed as to when the move-in date is. And give us a few more details on the new abode. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Dan, your new Northeast straight boyfriend. I just wanted to apologize to you and to Straight Bob. I apologize. I didn't know that there was a Northeast straight boyfriend before me. I don't want to step on anyone's toes. I should have ran that by you. I guess we could have also run it by my wife, too, but, you know. I didn't want to...
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on your straight boyfriend? I didn't hang up on Dan. Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And now, Dan, you know, you're probably right. You probably should have run it by your wife about you being Big Fatty's straight boyfriend. Big Fatty, maybe he could call back and tell us what she said. Or maybe... maybe he's not allowed to call, but well, I don't know. But anyway, I'd love to hear how that conversation went. And as far as the possible feud between you and a straight Bob. I'm sure Straight Bob was just pulling your leg, Big Fatty. Not that leg. But anyway, you two just fight it out, and Big Fatty will just sit back and watch. And Big Fatty, do you need some popcorn? No, I've got something else I can do while I watch the two of them fight over Big Fatty. You're delirious. Y'all, a couple of things that I wanted to bring you up to date on, and y'all have just kind of gotten lost in the shuffle here. Y'all, last Monday was Thanksgiving up there in the northern Mexico, so belated happy Turkey Day. Big Fatty, do they eat turkey up there? Well, I don't think they eat beaver. Big Fatty, poor Miss Beaver! Anyway, belated happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Y'all, speaking of Mexico, y'all, I've been provided with a couple of episodes of the British dancing, and y'all, I don't like it as much as the American one, even though the British one, it was the one that was original, but y'all, it just feels like a smaller version of the American. Yeah, Big Fatty, that's because everything in Mexico is smaller. Oh, well, not necessarily Big Fatty. So anyway, y'all, last Monday, while they were having turkey up there in northern Mexico, y'all, Durwood and I, we went to the to the Vietnamese restaurant, and y'all had a lovely, y'all, we went during the happy hour, and the appetizers and the drinks were on special, and y'all, our waiter was somebody who has been kind of peeking at Big Fatty on one of the dating apps, and I'm happy to say that ever since he met Big Fatty in person, y'all hadn't spoken at all. Big Fatty, he's come to his senses. It's true. So anyway, that's less less competition for my straight boyfriends there. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we invited Granny to go with us, but y'all, he was busy unloading. Big Fatty, we don't really need to hear about what anything Granny unloads, because most of the time it's just vulgar. Well, I think it was the nursing home folks. Oh, well, it probably smells the same as Granny. Anyway, y'all, meant to tell you, I guess it was the weekend, or it was early part of last week. Y'all, my neighbor here at the villa, y'all, he's an electrician, and y'all, I was having some problems with my lighting on my the decorative lighting on the big tree. Yes, Big Fatty, the one that's dropping acorns everywhere. Y'all, I swept my front walk of acorns yesterday afternoon, and y'all, it is already covered again. I mean, they're coming down like crazy. Yes, Big Fatty. I was having trouble with the lighting and all, and the guy that put the lighting in came out and says, "I don't see anything wrong with it." And I said, "Well, we'll wait." And I said, "It usually happens when it rains." Well, y'all, I asked my neighbor, who's an electrician, I said, could it be that there was some water getting into that receptacle? Because y'all, Miss Kitty had said, it sounds to me like there might be a moisture problem. So, y'all, he came over and he took a look at it. And y'all, he says, you know, I think you ought to have one of these circuit breaker receptacles out here. So, y'all, he went to his truck and came and installed that. And there was indeed moisture in the receptacle box, and y'all, he got it all fixed up and everything. And I said, well, now you know, I'd like to I want to pay you, and I want to hire you to put me in another receptacle over here. And he says, well, you know, we're neighbors, I'm not going to charge you for this. I said, well, no, then I'm not going to ask you to put in this other receptacle. He goes, no, I'll charge you for that and everything. And I said, I tell you what, we'll make a deal. We'll make a deal. I said, you charge me for the parts and labor, and then you can waive the travel time fee. Big Fatty, all he's got to do is walk six steps. Well, and that's why I said that. So anyway, in the coal mine. In the coal mine on Monday, I was telling about what I did over the weekend, and I said that I went to the Lowells, and the Garden Center was all set up for Grandma. And I said, I told the little lamb, I said, you know, my old aunt used to have a code phrase about when she wanted new underpants for Christmas. She would tell my mother that she needed some new seat covers, and the little lamb just laughed. Older Gussie, Big Fatty, she was laughing at you, not at what you said. Well, that's probably true, too. You, Big Fatty, you're just a crazy old person. It's true, I am. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, Tuesday. Big Fatty, oh, Big Fatty, we didn't do Curtis's joke. Oh, Curtis. I swear I was going to do Curtis's joke today, and y'all, the time just got away from me. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all heard the kids from over there at the Lotso back when the Haunt Cub was on there, and Jay, ask Ron and tell me, what are y'all looking forward to when you come to Charleston?
We all went to bed, dropped our stuff off.
Big Fatty, sounds like they're going to need a rag and the poppers.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.